From the News Center, a news focus.
This week, we're talking to Jordan Allison, a biologist with the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission. He's also an avid fisherman who doesn't let the cold weather stop him from angling. He's an expert on ice fishing.
Well, one of the most important things about getting started is being sure that the ice conditions are safe for you to be out there. We generally recommend that you don't travel onto any frozen body of water until there's at least 4 inches of ice. So always check your way out onto the ice before you get there. There's also some safety equipment that's very helpful to ensure your safety while you're out on the ice. I carry a pair of ice picks around my neck pretty much all the time, which are essentially something as simple as two wooden dowels that have a nail in them that assist you in your self-rescue should you fall through. You shouldn't if there's 4 inches of ice, but we also are all cognizant of the fact that the ice thickness isn't always the same everywhere, so having that safety equipment on you at all times is always a good idea. The other things you can carry are things like a spud, which is essentially just a long metal bar that is with a chisel on the end, so you can check ice thickness as you walk. It's not a bad idea to wear a life jacket or a float suit to keep you afloat if you would fall through, which would allow you to get out of the ice or self-rescue much easier than if you were just wearing your normal clothing. And I also carry a whistle to notify people, a rope about 50 feet long in case somebody else falls in that I can throw to them to help pull them out. And I also always carry my cell phone so I can call the emergency responders.
He says it's a very inexpensive activity.
The first thing you really need is a way to cut a hole in the ice, which can range anywhere from a hatchet, if you have a relatively thin ice, obviously more than 4 inches, up to a power auger, which runs on things like batteries or propane or gas. And those allow you to start by cutting your holes in the ice. Then after that, you need things like jigging rods or tip-ups. There's all kinds of different rods that you can buy, and they range in price generally from anywhere from $5 to hundreds of dollars, depending on how in-depth you want to get into this sport.
I'm Craig Rhodes.
And with the WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.